So I am emerging of an academic and an activist. And for me, I have this, like, you know, we all have that drawer in our house where we put all of our little things that we want to keep that we think are too valuable to let go of. And I have this drawer of ideas of how we can make a difference, how we can start to move from concern to action on behalf of climate. And so I put it all into this show. I thought, you know what? Youth are the way to go. Youth have the energy, they have the joy, they have the ability to engage their parents and adults in a way that nobody else can. And I also believe in the power of performance. So I believe that performance can give us this place where we can practice, we can try out new ideas without risk of damage or without having put in any actual resources yet. So I thought, let's create a show that can work for communities. And so I created a show called Shine. And it's an opportunity for youth to come together to explore the story of climate that they've inherited and also to start to author a new future for the climate and the future and the resilience challenges that they want to meet.
My name is Delai and I'm 11 years old. We made this timeline for the backdrop of the play. And then we have present day. It's kind of sad. A lot of carbon in the air.
Tell us about some of the young people that you worked with.
So I toured this show. Once I created it, I toured it around the world. So I took it to London, New York City, New Orleans, Chicago, a city in South Africa. And it was really to learn from each different community how to best engage youth through performance for resilience planning for each city.
So each city faces its own issues.
That's right.
So tell us maybe some of the local young people that you've been working with then.
Great. So some of the local young people in London, we worked with the primary school in East London. And these were students who were largely from immigrant families. And they were really concerned about issues of race, of being accepted if you were of a different religious background than the majority. They were concerned about flooding and pollution of their rivers. They were concerned about just city life and how to make it cleaner, less full of smog. They were really fascinated about how to change over our transportation systems in kind of joyful, fun ways.
Wow, that's fascinating when you hear young people in London expressing many of the same concerns as young people here in Boulder County and in Denver. A lot of young people coming from immigrant backgrounds, mm-hmm. experiencing racism, experiencing that otherness, mm-hmm. but also that intersection of immigration, of yeah. racism, and of environmental degradation, because there really is a nexus of all of that, because so many yep. people are forced into migration
yep.
because they're fleeing situations that yep. have been exacerbated or caused by environmental disasters
yep.
and climate
that's
change.
That's right. And that's only going to increase as we really look at the future, with so many of our cities being on coastal areas where the climate shocks will be the hardest and will probably increase in frequency.
I know locally here in Boulder, you were working with some climate researchers. Mm-hmm. And so how did your work then transpire here? How did it manifest itself here locally?
So it really started here. Here was our incubator. And we started out at the National Center for Atmospheric Research with Patty Romero-Lenko. And she was our champion. And she really recognized, I always find that senior scientists, they come back around, they've made their careers, they come back around and they say, oh, we need to include the human dimension. If we're going to get this science out into the world and have it impacting behavior change, we need to start, you know, really meeting people where they live. So what we find is that a lot of these senior scientists are champions for the arts. And she was wonderful. She hosted a whole group of students at NCAR on a June day, and we practiced in the most beautiful conference room NCAR boasts, with this beautiful view of the Rocky Mountains starting. And youth took over the space by moving tables, putting up snacks, arranging costumes, and just inhabiting it with this joyful expression. And then we ended up performing it for the scientists in the lobby of NCAR that day. And it was this cool social inversion where usually youth are coming to learn from the scientists. And here the scientists were able to learn from the youth. And there was this wonderful exchange that was on equal footing. And it was so empowering for the youth to be in this place of positive social power and to have their voices heard.
It's so interesting that you have scientists now acknowledging that it's not enough to just present data. We also need to have a very human component in all of this.
Yes.
And it would seem that the non-scientific community, the rest of the world, also needs to have a different way of absorbing some of this, because I often think that people think of something like climate change and it's so overwhelming and it's very hard to digest a lot of the science in that, that maybe arts and theatre, and particularly young people presenting it through arts and theatre, that might be how we change people's minds or move people into some kind of action.
Well, I think we found that with the recycling movement, that it was young people who are getting educated in their schools and coming home and saying, we need to recycle. And, you know, as parents, I'm a parent, and you show up as your best self for your children when you're being watched, because you're trying to be their moral teacher. You're trying to be a good example. So when we include youth in authoring our city's future, we really bring with them their parents, and we bring with them their larger communities, everyone who's invested in them, because they're our city's future. And they have, not only do they have something to contribute, and not only do they benefit from being able to contribute, but our whole city benefits, because they bring with them this infusion of joy. And I think that's what's missing from the climate, you know, just discussions that we're having. We all have fear, and we have these feelings of guilt that we've caused it, that we have feelings of shame, you know, these negative feelings that we really want to avoid.
And a lot of that manifests itself in denial then, or inaction.
Yes. Yeah, and there's plenty of good people who believe in it that just are inactive and avoiding it because it's too painful, it's too large, it's too amorphous. And so for youth to get in there and just start coming up with sometimes preposterous, sometimes just wonderful solutions, it's not even their solutions per se, it's their willingness to jump in and try and to engage in the conversation in a way that's joyful. And by bringing in music, dance, story, we change the way that we're even approaching it. And I think that's the greatest contribution of this work, is changing how we're approaching climate. If we come at it with our brows furrowed, that's how we're going to stay. But if we come at it with like this rousing song that ends up with everybody up on their feet, that's a very different way to approach city planning.
And how can that then manifest itself in actual change and action at a policy level, at a legislative level? Are we seeing change happening as a result of this new approach, or are you know, what do you see in the horizon?
I think what we see, I mean, the thing that's interesting in our Boulder instance, you know, we're part of the Rockefeller Foundation 100 Resilient Cities. We were one of the first cities to join in. And this was a wonderful platform for us to start really doing resilience planning. And Greg Joubert, who's our chief resiliency officer, when he did his first draft of our resilience strategy that he handed into this international platform, included in that was this example of Shine the Musical as a way of engagement, not only youth engagement, but engagement through story, through the arts. And then listing that as one of the priorities for funding, for plans forward. So what we really find is that Boulder is its own little city, but we're part of these larger international initiatives. And the world is kind of watching Boulder because, you know, we're this innovative city that's pushing forward in really interesting ways on climate and energy. So it's kind of cool. When we incubate something, we really have the opportunity to share it out on multiple platforms.